you know, there's a disturbing trend now with this game of knocking out random people. WILX-TV 10 has a story about Point 'Em Out, Knock 'Em Out. The game Point 'Em Out, Knock 'Em Out has made its way to Lansing, Michigan, and it's exactly how it sounds. The game consists of someone being randomly targeted, then attacked. It's a game that's been growing with popularity on the internet and teenagers filming themselves punching unsuspecting victims. Lansing had its first case of the game brought to light this summer, but it's possible that it's been happening under the radar for months. On February 26, a man waiting for his six-year-old daughter to be dropped off from school had no idea he would be the city's first reported victim. He says, "I saw a van circle twice, and then a second time the van came around, three kids came out. I didn't suspect anything. I didn't have any enemies, no reason to believe they'd be looking to do anything to me." Of course, the victim's identity is not being revealed. The victim was attacked by a punk by the name of Marvell Weaver. Weaver did more than try to knock his victim out. He tried to do it with a taser. Luckily for the victim, the taser didn't work, and he was able to protect himself with his concealed carry 40 caliber pistol. "He shoved something in my side. I wasn't sure what it was. It had some force to it. I wasn't sure if it was a knife or gun," said the victim. Weaver was shot twice in the leg and an inch away from his spine, and he's been sentenced to a year in jail for the attack, but he admits he's getting away easy. So Weaver was shot after he was attacked. You know, we all know what happens with these cases with someone trying to protect themselves, but the internet, this get them out, knock them out, or point them out, knock them out, is starting to become a very disturbing trend, and hopefully law enforcement can get a hold of it and the judges can start throwing out some pretty serious sentences for it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.